This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. We have a fun new feature on Fridays. It's called Ask Me Anything, and this Friday it's my turn. Be sure to check the Alice Instagram. That's my favorite. At 10 o'clock in the morning, right after our show, I'm going to go live with Bryn. Bryn has he's gathering all the questions. I actually can't wait till it's Bryn's turn. Bryn and Nicole, I think, and Jane.
I'm not sure if that's in the works.
I think Michael Martin should do one.
Yeah, that sounds like
Jane is an absolute. We got to get Jane. I think it should go. It already went me, then you, then Jane.
Then Jane.
Then Bryn.
Yep.
Then Nicole.
Yep.
Then Michael Martin.
Yep.
And then you
Michael
and
Franti.
As a team.
We'll have Michael Franti do it.
Sure.
Sure. Matt Nathanson could do one. And then later we'll do another one. Anyway, it's my turn this weekend. So this Friday, I should say, at 10 a.m. on the Alice 973 Instagram. You can send your questions to the Alice 973 Instagram. Just direct message them. And Bryn's going to put it all together. And it's brought to us by AAA Auto Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road experience. More at AAA.com. Greetings from Bali. Michael Franti is writing us this morning. A couple things. First of all, he's got a new video for his song called I'm On Your Side, and that is going to debut Tuesday night, and I think it's going to be on the Alice website after that, so if you're looking for that, we'll have it for you. He's got a movie called Stay Human, and I think he did some, like, the festival tour with it, and he's going to air it for free live on YouTube on Wednesday at, I guess, 2 o'clock Pacific time. He'll be answering questions in the comment section as the film plays. So basically, he's going to sit there with the YouTube thing, scrolling the movie, and as the film's going, you can have interactions with him. So that is Stay Human, YouTube, on 4/22 at 2 p.m. And all that info will be up at RadioAlice.com.
He's an awesome dude. If you spend some time with him and his family and watch that video, the movie, and interact with them, you'll come away from it happier.
Mm-hmm. It's true. He's a very positive guy. Mm-hmm. And he's all over Instagram too. Like, you know, him and his wife, they're just, it's constant. It's great. I mean, they're living in paradise right now. They just happened to be in Bali when the whole lockdown happened. And
no, I'm like, happy. Oh, I don't know what he would say about this. Maybe that's a good question to ask him, but I think he's better off there, because here the temptation to walk out the front door and go do stuff is too much for most of us.
Yeah.
We find ourselves leaving. And I know over the weekend, a ton of people were out at the beach. A ton.
Yeah. Too many.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no traffic, so people are heading over the hill. Let's do this. Woo. So the One World Together at Home concert happened over the weekend. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert hosted the One World Together at Home on Saturday night. It was on the internet. It was on ABC, NBC, CBS. It was, you know, everywhere you looked. And apparently, it was 8 hours long. So the TV stations didn't play all 8 hours. But, you know, you could watch. The thing was just ongoing.
This was on regular TV.
It was. Well, parts of it were. Let me see.
Did you see any of it?
I didn't.
I didn't see.
You know, I honestly didn't turn the TV on all day.
I didn't see 1 minute of it. I ended up, our whole TV watching experience on Saturday was pushed towards the last episode of Ozark.
Mm.
That was it. We like had our dinner after the kids went to bed, and then we raced into the other room and watched the final episode to find out that my theory was 100% wrong.
Yeah. We got to talk off air about what your theory was.
I'll tell you what it was.
You think it'll be spoilers?
When I say it to you, you're going to go, oh. And then you'll go,
oh, that would have worked.
Yeah, it would have worked.
Mm. Well, the reviews are in for this thing, and they're not good. This is the One World Together at Home. It was on CBS, NBC, ABC. Clearly, it wasn't on for the full eight. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. What do I know? They got no shows. Maybe it was on for the full 8 hours and we just didn't tune in. But it was on the internet, too. Bryn, are you able to find any info on that?
What was the question?
Did all 8 hours of it air on regular
TV? Yeah. All 8 hours are up on YouTube. I know that.
Yeah, but probably they did other stuff.
As one really long clip, too.
Oh, boy. You're telling me there's an 8-hour YouTube video?
That's correct.
Oh, boy. So I'm reading about it, and I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? And Jimmy Fallon's like, take out your wallet and just throw it away. We're not asking for money. This is just a benefit. I mean, it's a benefit, but it's a benefit for you at home. You don't have to pay us anything for this. And a bunch of different stars and people of note were on there. I see that you have the Jennifer Lopez song up. This is the tone of the whole thing, all right? So as I watched this, I went, oh, my. For A, she's definitely lip-syncing. B.
Oh, really?
She's doing a Barbra Streisand song. And then as I'm looking through some of the songs people are doing, dude, it was dark. Like, everyone did, like, the most soul-felt, heartfelt ballad they could find. It was very wah-wah. So,
well, those songs tend to be easier, not emotionally, but easier to recreate, right? I mean,
you can't
get your whole band into your house. So,
well, she's playing along with a track. Like, there's, and listen, she's doing a Barbra Streisand song. So here's a little of J-Lo, totally
lip
syncing.
Talking, huh? Though, so it seems like she's not.
She does, you know, but people do that. They talk so that it seems like they're
right.
Lip syncing.
Exactly.
And then she just went silent.
Let's hear that. Go.
All right, here it is.
She's very serious, you guys.
Very serious.
People who need people.
Do you want me to jump ahead?
No.
All right.
Are the luckiest people in the world.
She sounds great. What is your problem with her?
Yeah,
no problem.
Sarah.
She's just lip syncing. Of course she sounds great. She pre-taped it. She's like hitting all these notes and her face just doesn't change. It's like, she's just...
Well, she
it's
wants
great.
To look pretty.
That good, Sarah.
What'd you ask? Oh, you think she's that good? Well, maybe she is.
You think she wants the world to see her making Heim face?
The world needs J-Lo's Heim face. There's no question.
What is that lady bass player's name? Do we even know?
I don't know.
But whatever. Heim. The bass player from Heim makes the funniest faces. And
she's great. She's bummed out that people give her so much crap about it. She's like, I can't, you know, you're making me self-conscious.
Well,
like, well maybe
this is
should
what
be.
People do to keep from having that happen to them.
Yeah. Look at her throat and not moving at all. Oh, my God. Good for her. Anyway, that's J-Lo singing a Barbra Streisand song. I'm watching, and I go, oh, all right, well, there's that. So let me watch the Taylor Swift thing. She might also be lip syncing.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. You can't really hear her that well. So maybe she is just playing the piano. But whenever she's singing, they don't show her. Yeah, you know what? I don't think this is lip sync. Ambiance seems real. So she did a song called Get Well Soon, which I'm pretty sure she wrote for her mom. I think it's on this new record. She writes it for her mom because her mom has cancer and is, you know, going through all this stuff. So it's just really, you know, it's not lighthearted or uplifting or fun in any way. Here's a little of that.
Here, I'll jump ahead.
All right. So bad,
I just pretend it isn't real. I'll paint the kitchen neon.
blown out.
All right, so there you
go. She's singing.
Yeah, no, she's definitely singing.
I think that one of the giveaways is when you see someone cram that mic right up against their mouth and keep that face towards the camera, you go, oh, all right.
You wouldn't want to mess up your lip syncing. You know? Right. Got to practice that a lot of times. Make sure you get it perfect. I mean, listen, her voice sounded great. She sounded great. But, you know, she could have just said, hey, here's the song I recorded earlier. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello duetted on What a Wonderful World. They were surrounded by candles like a Bonnie Tyler music video.
Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you.
So the two of them are just sitting on a piano bench together.
Got a fake piano player. Remember when Michael Martin got us the other day? He had us look at... Our boss shows this video of him behind the piano, and I'm looking at it going, oh, my God. The
oh, that's not
plays.
Real. Is oh, that not real?
No, you didn't keep watching. There's a point where he picks both hands up, and it keeps playing, and then he shows... It's a player piano. What do they call those?
That's a player piano. Right. That is so funny. Oh, so my God. I totally bought it.
You didn't finish. You needed to finish.
I guess I didn't.
He doesn't play. Oh. So Camilla just put her hands in the air, and it reminded me of Martin burning us.
Was he singing like that, too, doing all his little runs and stuff?
No, he just did. He just was playing some Elton John song, right?
Yeah. Rocket Man.
Whatever.
That is hilarious. I did not know. I even showed it to John. I guess I didn't even watch through the whole thing. I'm like, look at this. I didn't know Michael Martin played piano.
No, oh, that's a player piano. Hilarious.
Well,
by the way,
that's the tone of the whole thing. Go ahead.
Since the guy's name just came up, and we do love Michael Martin, he just took on, he just got some kind of promotion. I don't know what, but.
Like he needs more.
Yeah, he's got more. I don't
you
know.
Just take over four other people's jobs. Is that, you know, this is how they're solving the problems
here? I guess.
Here?
Well, it is one of the issues, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, we eliminated these jobs. Who's going to do them?
Push everything
Somebody has
at Martin.
To. Right. He's the guy who has time for it. Apparently. Ask someone busy. Anyway, so there you go. That's a little bit of it. It's. Was there anything else that you particularly wanted to play? It's just, that's the tone of the whole thing. Everything was just like, you know, super heartfelt and drawn out.
Yeah, I wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes on that.
Yeah,
so I'm
people
glad
didn't,
I didn't try.
Either. Like, a lot of people were bitching about it. All right, next up is, this is awesome. I don't know how this went under the radar for so long. Oh, did you have something else you wanted to play? Brinny?
Adam Lambert, if you want him, or I had Elton John, Lady Gaga.
Nah, you know, I'm done with that. I think we've seen enough. And anybody who watched the whole thing on Saturday is like, please stop playing that. I'm super depressed. Here's something that'll cheer you up. It won't cheer you up. So people do covers. And usually people will do a cover, either they have some new spin that they want to put on it, or they just nail the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. So this might be the worst cover I've ever heard. They're
oh,
doing the
worst cover.
It's terrible. It's Puddle of Mud. And the funniest part about it is, so I think it's on. Is this on Sirius XM? Is this a satellite thing, Brittany? Is that where you found this?
Yeah, it was an interview on Sirius. They had a video up. I'm sure.
So clearly, they're doing a bunch of various songs, and one of them they decide to do a Nirvana cover. They're doing about a girl. And musically, it sounds fine. And then, but the singer, Wes Scantlin, like, the thing about this, you almost have to spend time with this video, because at first you're just like, holy crap, that's awful. And then you start seeing the other guys in the band who just have like this, they're trying to not, I don't know if they're trying to not crack up. Like, is there some joke we're not in on, or are they just laughing at their singer?
Well, I'm curious because this singer, this West guy, has had a ton of drug and alcohol problems. And apparently he got himself cleaned up. That's the story. And that's why the band's able to, they're back together. But they've put up with him. Remember he was talking up, like he'd go into drunken rants about people stealing his house?
Yeah.
Like he really has had a lot of problems. I don't know if he's.
Well, he's not back, baby.
Oh, no.
Well, right. Look. I don't know what his situation is with that. Maybe he's completely clean and just, you know, has ruined his voice. Anyway, here's a little bit of the.
All right,
and they just kept going. The thing is, I'd be like, oh, let's think enough of that one.
Sounds great.
And it gets worse. It doesn't get better.
Oh.
Oh boy.
You know,
the funniest part is the other guys in the band. Yeah, the drummer won't even look at him.
I know he's trying to capture Cobain there and duplicate Cobain's vocal.
No, that is just a struggle.
But what he should have done is whatever voice he sings in, he should have done it in that voice.
Yeah, I just don't think his voice is what it used to be or something, because boy, is that that is harsh.
That is rough.
Do you have some of the later stuff? I don't know. This, is, by the way, has been out for a couple months. It's just all of a sudden it started to catch fire. Like, it's everywhere now.
How far in do you want me to jump?
I don't know. Do you have that? Do you have that list of? Somebody put all the highlights in there. It's all the high parts.
Oh.
No.
Let's see here. Let me jump ahead.
All right. Yeah.
Right. I got it. It's
anyway,
bad.
That's Nick out Lins. There. You can check that out if you want to. It's even higher.
Uh-huh.
Like a half step higher. And congratulations to The Weeknd. He has made it a month at number one on the Billboard 200 albums charts. Congratulations. That's a big record for him. All right, Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of nonsense stories, including the Pats' new uniforms.
Oh.
What?
That's interesting.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.